With just 17 days before the general election on November 4th, campaigners at the Obama headquarters met early Saturday morning to continue their efforts to get Tampa Bay voters to the polls as early as Monday to participate in early voting. In the 2000 presidential election, there were 537 votes that postponed the outcome for over a month and singled out Florida as a crucial battleground state that needed voter reform. Democratic Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky spoke to the volunteers and emphasized the importance of getting early voters in trying to address any problems that might arise and prevent any similar occurrences.
I know you're not going to let happen again what happened in 2000, but if you think about the difference in electing Al Gore over George W. Bush being about 520 votes, that's why if 520 more doors had been knocked on, the people in this room will affect more than 520 votes in Florida. So if we win Florida, we win the race.
Referred to as the one by Oprah Winfrey in her endorsement of Barack Obama at a rally in Iowa last year, Schakowsky used the same slogan to encourage the volunteers to be the one to obtain the vote that makes the difference in the upcoming election.
See it as an opportunity to be the ones, maybe even the one. So when you're making those calls and you're tired of it and maybe even someone has hung up on you, think about, I have to work just a few more doors. I have to finish my call sheet because I may be calling the person that could change this election.
Since the primary election in June 2008, it has been recorded that there are close to 11 million voters registered in the state of Florida, with more than 4 million, or 58% of them, identified as Democrats, as opposed to the 3.8 million Republicans, and over 400,000 newly registered Democrats, mainly from among the youth. "This election isn't like any other," said Janet Dowell, a campaign volunteer for the past year and 9 months. "Early voting is being encouraged so that we can be prepared for the voter turnout."
I think that so many people are going to turn out that we don't want to even risk one vote turning away. I mean, in 2000 we lost the election by a very small margin, and I don't want to see that happen again.
Congresswoman Schakowsky stressed that the first step towards seeking the change Obama is promoting has been achieved through the efforts of the millions of volunteers throughout the nation that have been invested in the campaign. Schakowsky and the campaign managers addressed some of the issues that the volunteers have been facing. One of the concerns raised during the meeting was brought to the forum by Susan Ellis, a volunteer, who questioned whether mail-in ballots or early voting would be the better route for voting.
"I have a mail-in ballot and I start to fill it in and the ink will go through to the other side. And I don't know whether that will invalidate the ballot and whether we're better off going to early voting booths."
"I haven't heard of any problems with that yet. And that's more of the reason, to do it early, we can fix any of those problems for you. I'd say both means are safe. We have a great legal team on the ground and we're making sure that every vote gets counted. We can give you the number for the supervisor of elections.
Get another ballot.
Another more reoccurring problem that the volunteers have been facing is handling the controversial issues surrounding Obama that non-supporters keep questioning. One of the most frequently mentioned rumors that the volunteers have dealt with involves Franklin Raines, the former Fannie Mae CEO who allegedly has profited tremendously from the subprime mortgage crisis and has been referred to as Obama's chief financial advisor. Schakowsky debunks this issue as well as the concern about Obama not being pro-Israel. Being a Jewish Democrat herself, Schakowsky has been trying to reach out to the Jewish community and squash claims that suggest Obama is a radical Muslim, a rumor arising from his attendance to a Muslim school as a child living in Indonesia.
"Franklin Raines is not an economic advisor. I spend a lot of time in the Jewish community making sure that people know his advisors are Dennis Ross, Tony Lake. Think about it. There are 30 Jewish members in the House of Representatives. 29 of us are Democrats, all supporting passionately Barack Obama for president. Would we, if we thought he was going to be dangerous to the state of Israel? No."
The last day to register to vote in the election was October 6th, and prior to the deadline, volunteers went out into the community to register people to vote. This past weekend, WMNF accompanied volunteer Janet Dowell as she walked some of the streets of Clearwater, knocking on doors and informing people about early voting. Dowell said that the campaigners focus in on predominantly Democratic neighborhoods and want to make sure that those voting for Obama will make it to the polls, either by signing them up for early voting, providing them with mail-in ballots, or offering the citizens' rides to the polls. Successfully, Janet Dowell was able to get a citizen to sign up and commit to an early vote.
Can I put you down as a commitment?
Yes.
Okay. And what day do you think you'll be going on?
I'll probably try to go Monday.
Okay, Monday. Okay.
Yeah, get it out of the way. My birthday's on Wednesday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Well, I hope that this will be a good present for you.
I hope so. I tell you. I swear to God.
I know it. We need some change around here. That's
yes.
For sure.
Last weekend, volunteers participated in the same blind knocking strategy and were very successful in the amount of people they were able to sign up for early votes. For the hour that WMNF shadowed the campaigners, there were only a few responses to the door, and the rest were left with a pamphlet containing the information that was needed for early voting. Dowell was able to speak to another citizen and attempted to sign him up for an early vote.
We're going around the neighborhood just trying to remind everybody that the early vote starts on Monday. And we're trying to see if people would commit because to kind of spread it out a bit so everybody doesn't show up on the 4th because we don't want anybody to get turned away. We can't afford to lose any votes this election. Do you think you'll be voting early?
I'll just see.
During these 15 days before the general election, early voting will be available for all registered voters in the elections offices and will be open during the week and on the weekend. And absentee ballots must be received by the Supervisor of Elections no later than 7 p.m. on the day of general elections. For WMNF News in Clearwater, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.